welcome. Here we are. We're at another episode of Truth Serum, your daily dose of truth, debunking BS realities and illusions we have subscribed to. My name is Melissa Binkley, and I'm your host. I am a soul, life, and business strategist, and it is my mission to show you how to transform your life by bridging science and spirituality and debunking the current belief systems that have us all trapped, learning to walk the path of surrender and grace instead of fear and control. It is time to raise social, sustainable, conscious awareness and spirituality and create a conscious revolution. We need more leaders, healers, creatives, artists, light workers, highly sensitive coaches, speakers, just everybody to live their purpose and tap into intuitive intelligence, create global impact with their mission. And through connecting with amazing leaders, we will reach 1 billion and create a shift in the world. Today, we welcome Michelle Goldblum and Allison Lipzig, who are the co-founders of Soul Camp and Soul Camp Creative. Welcome, ladies. Soul Camp is a completely transformative sleepaway camp for adults. Hey, let's go sleepaway, right? These large-scale community experiences are not only deep and healing, but fun and playful as well. Soul Camp Creative is a full-service marketing agency devoted to working with conscious companies and brands that are positively impacting the planet. Their clients include coaches, teachers, healers, wellness practitioners, retreat centers, wellness facilities, and any purpose-driven organization looking to empower people to live happier, healthier lives. Allie and Michelle and their companies have been featured and listened for here, Oprah Magazine, Travel and Leisure, Fitness, Women's Health, Good Morning America, ABC News, Parents, Fortune, Inc., and Forbes. Holy shit, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you. We are so excited to jam with you.
I love you guys since the first time that I met you, and I can't remember when or how long ago it's been now, but it's been a few years.
Two years.
Oh, that's right. Soul Love Fest.
Yeah.
That was 2016. And so I've been following them around the world and all the amazing things that they've been doing. We've had marriages and babies and recreations and all sorts of really cool stuff. And so I love what these women were doing. So when I decided, I was like, who else do I want to interview? I said, I got to get on the Soul Camp girls and find out what's going on. So my first question for you today is, what shot of truth serum do you want to deliver to our audience? What BS reality do you want to debunk or demystify today for us?
I think for me, and what's coming through for me is, and this is Michelle talking, just the idea or belief that as you get older, it's harder to pivot. Just pivot in your life. I don't even know why that's coming through, but I am such a believer that like, you can change who you are any moment, any day. And yeah, I think that a lot of us feel like as we get into our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, my mom is approaching 70s, you know, this is who you are. We even hear with like dating, it's like, oh, you know, he's 40 something years old. You're not going to change him that much. I disagree.
That's a good shot of reality. I say BS too. We've noticed in science, they talked about, remember, I studied neuroscience, and they used to believe that the brain was not malleable, that it wasn't plastic. You know, now we have neuroplasticity, and we know that the brain can shift and move, and we can recode memories. We can shift our experiences. So if we, in the quantum, right? Like if you think about the quantum field, everything exists right now. So how could you always stay the same? I don't think it's possible. So I love this conversation. Very cool.
So good. Do you want me to add or should we?
I would love to hear more. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with that. And I think what adds on to that truth serum is just like, we all have a knowing inside of us. And I know this has been said a million times over, but I think often like we aren't taught to trust that internal voice and that intuition. And like, it knows, it's so loud and strong at times if you allow it. And it's just like, your life can be so much more wide and magical and like expansive than you even realize. And like, there's an internal compass that's guiding you to that life that's available to you. And like, I don't know if there's like BS, because I feel like we're like in that world where we listen to it. But now if I'm remembering before I learned to listen to that compass, it was like, no, like there's a path to happiness. And that path includes finding a job in in South America, that includes finding a boyfriend and then a husband and getting the house, and there's a path to it, and we all each individually have our path to happiness.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I love when you talk about that experience of intuition, right? And stepping into that, and about the path. I actually was just working with a client recently, and I wrote out this thing and I posted it on Facebook, and I said, you know, if you stand right now in the moment where you're at and really recognize that you created everything and exactly where you're at right now, and you may look at that and be like, oh, well, or you may look at that and be like, hey, right? But if you look at that and say, okay, this is better than the experience that I had before. Like, this is the reason I'm here right now, is because when I dreamed back then of what I could create, I dreamed from such a broken place that I didn't know I could have anything more than what I have right now. And right now my life is greater than anything I could have ever imagined, right? But it's still, now I know, not the end result and where I could go or what I could do, because now I'm so healed now. And I walk with my clients through it, right? That healing of, and part of that is that intuition of saying, okay, we have this opportunity here. We have this, and we can connect into something deeper. But first, we have to believe that you can change, that you're not stuck in a rut, and you have to listen to your inner voice and your inner intuition, right? And that, and those pieces of those two things two together. So I'd love to know the combination of those two, which I think are super powerful. How does that show up in the work that you do? How does that show up in what you've created in your life up to now?
I mean, and I can speak first. You know, I came from a very different place than I'm at right now. And I think that, and like Allie, like when I was growing up, I just thought I was going to go to college and then I get a job in corporate America, which I did, rise up the corporate ladder, which I did. I was traveling around the world creating brand platforms and brand positioning for Johnson & Johnson and Merck and Pfizer, these like huge global pharmaceutical companies. I was dating a man. I was doing a lot of drugs. I was doing a lot of drinking. I was not doing a lot of eating at all. But like, that's all I knew at that time. I didn't have people around me that were all living their dreams, creating their companies. Like, I was living to my potential in that moment. And it wasn't until, for me, structures fell, the relationship fell apart, that I kind of was given the opportunity to create from tabula rasa, right? Create from just like a solid blank space, to have that pivot point in my life of like, who do I want to be? If I am now nothing, and I remember I arrived at like a retreat and I like raised my hand when everyone went around and said like, why are you here? And I raised my hand. I'm like, I have no idea who I am. And having the realization of like, what a beautiful place to be. Being able to having blankness, being able to have emptiness. Emptiness is godliness, right? Like, just having that blank space to be like, all right, who do I want to be? And for me, it took complete rock bottom, like, of, you know, having to build myself up, the greatest gift in the world, because I gave myself that pivot point. I don't even remember what your question just was, but if I'm following your question, just like, I gave myself that pivot point and continue to do so, right? So I went from corporate America, finance, like soon to be husband, like this mortgage payments, like this whole life, broke it down, structures fell. And I continue to do that all the time, like ever evolving, ever changing. Allie, you know, if you want to talk a little bit about
what we're talking about, is the cycles of birth and death and recreation, and really it goes with the cycles of nature, right? We have winter and we have summer, and we have the times where we're blooming and the times that you need to hibernate. And I love that we're talking about that. I mean, it's such a theme in Michelle and my life right now.
Yeah.
And just amazing, like, you know, Michelle's year was, she got married, had a baby. My year, I had a breakup. Michelle went on maternity leave, so I was alone in my business for the first time since we started it. My therapist moved, my doctor moved. Like,
I would be fascinated to know if you're in a 9 year, like, you know, like we have personal years, like numerology wise. I'm in a 9 year, so it means endings for everything and rebirth to something new. So it'd be, sounds like you're going through a lot of that.
Probably. But it's actually like what, and you kept saying this to me during it all. It's like, what an opportunity for you to connect to God and to your, like, to the universe, because, and really that faith muscle has gotten so strong during this time. Yeah. And I also forget your original question, but I wanted to share that because it's like, I'm in this process where like all of those structures are falling away. I've never felt more like myself. I've never felt stronger. I've never felt so excited about what the future holds. Yeah. And like, I was just talking to someone today, a friend that's going through something similar. And I was like, listen, feel all the feelings, go through it. It just like feel it all, let it out. And like, I promise you on the other side of that is such depth and wisdom and strength that you don't even know yet.
Yeah, Ali and I were talking just about structures in our life falling, and I had a vision come through that I'll share with you and your audience right now, which was just this image of like walking and all these huge structures existing all around and us holding on so tight to the structures, like maintaining as they are. And then suddenly the structures begin to crumble. All the structures crumbling around us, and they crumble into sand beneath our
feet. Like gracefully.
Gracefully crumble. Feathers.
I want to say, because it's
not terrifying. Yeah, but like they all start to crumble into sand, and suddenly we realize we're walking on a beach because they all crumble to sand beneath our feet. So it's like once we let go of the illusion of control that is an illusion of
it is an absolute illusion. And you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is this, like your idea of this circle of birth and re-death, right? And birth and death. And when you're talking about the moment for you, I call it the coming to Jesus moment. I'm not religious, but I can say this coming to Jesus moment when you're dropped to your knees and you realize you can no longer go on in the same way as before. I have had, you know, similar experience where you're talking about was, I had lots of drugs in my past, a lot of things. And I had gotten to a place where I was really trying to heal my life and clean it up, but I was still holding on to all those old structures that had built me to that place. And I didn't know anything better. And so I'm trying to live into this experience and this life in this way. And I, you know, woke up one day to an eviction notice on my door. My girlfriend left me for, you know, and had moved out, and I couldn't pay my bills, and I had gotten fired from my job all within 6 months. And that was that moment. It was, you know, in 2009, I ended up homeless for a year. And it was my coming to Jesus moment. I said, I don't know. I can't hold on to this control and this structure and this stuff anymore. Because the illusion of control was, if I control everything, and again, for me, it fed over from eating disorders, from, you know, everything from my trauma from my childhood. I had held on so hard to keep my shit together because I had so much trauma. But that was the beauty of when that moment happened. I mean, I've now turned it into what I've created now, but I had to let go of the illusion of control, let go of the structures, and have that huge breaking moment in our lives. And I think so many of us have that, and it's, what do you do with that moment, right? Like, what do you do with that moment? And so many people take that moment and create something magnificent. And so many people are so fearful that they go through the cycle again. And they say, why do I keep repeating the same stuff over and over? When they didn't know that they had that moment right there. I say, you have two opportunities. You can move forward by the 2x4 method, which is you get hit over the head by a 2x4 every couple of, you know, and you're like, or by grace. And once you learn to understand that it is possible to transform through grace just as much as it's possible to transform by the 2x4, then you start to choose grace.
Yeah. I love that. And knowing that there's a choice, right? Because so many of us,
right,
for myself, I'm always just go, go, go. Like I have a very addictive personality. So I'm like, go to the extreme all the way. And like, it's been such a new idea. And really the birth of my son and the way that my son came out, it was very full of ease. It was very just soft and loving and not a very intense labor process. I think that I haven't even thought this before, but like that in itself, the miracle of his birth and how easy that was.
Yeah.
Has shown me how easy it could be.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I think like, and that's, I was gonna say, which adds to this of like my experience is that grace chooses you, and that's when you're talking about Riker's birth, right? Yeah. Like you chose, you were intentional about how you were gonna move through that, right? But like there were things that were outside of your control that changed you in a way, like he changed you. Changed you. And I think that's so beautiful. Like if we're having this conversation now, if you're listening to this conversation, grace chose, like in whatever reason, for whatever time, like in this moment, your grace is there, right? Yeah. Like there's an opportunity to see things differently.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right. So ladies, I want to know, what are you here to share on a deeper level with humanity? What I call it your masterpiece message, the creation of who you are and what you're here to share. At this moment in your life, what do you feel is that message for you? What do you want to share?
I mean, I have the same thing that I say all the time, and it's so simple and it's so profound, and it really is just what I choose to live my life by, and what I think is the most important thing is that life is happening for you. Life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. So every single thing that's happening for me, I shared with you before this interview, just like, you know, I had a really hard first month of being a mom, completely unexpected. It brought me to my knees. It was really, really, really painful, really, really hard emotionally. And it's, if I'm to look at that as how was that life happening for me, it just completely switches my mindset and viewpoint about the whole experience. That brought me so much gratitude every single day that it's not like that. That brought me some of my very best friends that we, you know, got together during that very intense time. Like, if you're to look at every situation, even in the moment, the most painful, the most haunting, the hardest things of what if this is life happening for me? What if for Allie, everything falling away? How is that life happening for you? If you really were to believe that life is happening for your greater good, how would that be the way you saw your circumstances? That's a big message that I choose to live by.
Awesome. Allie, do you have something different that you want to share? Or,
I go by that, but I think, it's so funny whenever anyone says, like, what's your, like, the one thing, I always am like, how do you capture that? You hire Melissa.
Yeah.
But, you know, what was coming to me is just, something that I am experiencing in my life is just there's a loving presence available to me at any moment that I call upon it. And that God, for me, I call it God, but like I used to call it the universe and or nature, like I like it, but right now it's God. And I'm just going to say it straight. Like God is there for me whenever I need it. God is working for me. God is bringing me to exactly the places I need to be. And yeah, that's my message. I don't even know if there's anything else. It's just like
beautiful. I love it. Awesome. Those are both incredible messages, and I just, you know, you can feel the heart of that and really understand where you're both coming from, and I love it. And so, I usually ask what is your mission in life, but I'm going to ask yours a little bit different since you guys are together in this beautiful business, and I want to ask what is the mission of the business that you've created together, like, you know, what is your mission in that aspect? Because I'd love to know more and share that with the world.
Very simply, help people discover more happy moments.
Ooh, I love that. More happy moments. Help people discover more happy moments.
More happy moments in their day, in their life, in their business, in anything that they're doing. Like, life can be made up of happy moments. And
awesome.
It's very, very simple. And like a lot of us think so much, like we're big thinkers. And so like we ruminate and think and but like if
and
you
big
took,
doers, and right? Big and doers. And then leads us to create big take big actions.
Totally.
But what if it was just like there's like a lily here, like I don't know if you can see. Just sniffing that lily and like looking
at it. Just sniff a rose.
Yeah, like what if it could just be a little bit simpler? You know? And like what if we could just be aware all of the happiness available to us or the loving presence available to us in any moment, every moment.
And one other, like that, the happy moments really applies to our camp experiences, our community experiences, but with our agency, so we run a branding agency where we help entrepreneurs, speakers, authors create their brand strategy, brand platform, visual communication, all of it to be really authentic to who you are and attract your customers. And our mission with that is to help people fulfill their destiny. Like we really know and believe, and I feel this strongly for myself, if I am not carrying out my purpose on this planet and I let it like just sit inside of me, it's versus creative. So we give people the tools, platform, the materials to actually realize their destiny,
bring it to life.
Awesome. So I'm going to ask you a question related to each of those things. Same question, but it's going to have, you know, two different. So the first one was the happy moments. So when someone is trying to transform their lives, you know, so many times we believe it takes like a complete overhaul, but I believe that it takes one small step. So to create happy moments, what is one ritual, practice, or thing that you cannot live without? What is your five-minute solution to creating happy moments?
I mean, for me, and we live in New York City, and this is something just like very recent, I am so used to being on social media, being on my email, being on my phone, walking and looking down. Ever since having my son, when I carry him in front of me, there's no way for me to do that anymore. It's like, I'm not wrapping my arms around him and like being on Instagram. So I look up. I look up as I'm walking. Look up and see the people who are walking past you. I look up and I'm like noticing the buildings here in New York City on the Upper West Side that are so beautiful. Look up and look at the sky.
Hold on.
Okay, so for me to access happy moments, the thing that I think people can do, it can be very simple. And, you know, just I live in New York City and I live on the Upper West Side, and walking around the city streets, instead of just looking down at my phone and being on my email and being on Instagram, for me, Instagram can be a very, very destructive force. I personally don't go on social media looking for inspiration. I go looking to compare and despair. Like, I compare myself to everyone I'm seeing on Instagram. So stepping away from social media is a big one. And also looking up as you're walking around, looking up at the world around you, at the people passing you by, being able to connect with people, smiling at people as they pass, having that human interaction and connection, saying hello, commenting on someone's jeans or whatever it is, right? Like having a connection with people, looking up and away from social media.
Awesome. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Happy moments come from presence. And for me, I need to have a morning routine to help me present myself in the morning. So that I've become a Tibetan singing bowl healer. And
literally, she's like a trained.
Yeah. So I got trained last month. And so I do a Tibetan prayer in the morning with my singing bowl. And I usually like pick an oracle card, and I have that moment of presence to myself in the morning before. Sometimes I pick up my phone before, let's be real. But I have that centering myself, and then I'm able to be as much as possible, remember to be present. It's not like as perfection. It's not like that. But like, I've been telling the story, but it's just so funny. I got locked in a garden last weekend in New York, and
literally,
like, I went to this community garden, and then I like Instagram, like, found a slice of heaven, and then like look up 3 minutes later and like I'm padlocked in this thing with no one to be seen, and I'm like hysterically laughing, and like I have a phone, and I'm like, I'm gonna get out. Like, I'm in New York City, like on 84th and Amsterdam. Like, there's no way. It was sunny out. It was like, and you know, for me, I was like, there, I was present to the comedy of it all. Like, who gets locked in a garden? It's like locked, beautiful, yeah. Like, locked in there.
Yeah.
And just like that's my example, because everyone's like, how are you laughing at this? Like, I'd be freaking out. And I was like, well, I'm gonna get out. And like, let me just enjoy this moment. And I think if without that morning practice, I would have been, you know, running around. I need to do this. I'm just not trusting that, like, I had an event that night. Like, what if I didn't get out for the event? Just like, you know, all those things. Anyway, that's just like a small example of, you know, finding the beauty and humor and love in each moment.
And I want to just say on top of that, like, Allie has been so incredible this year. And she's talked a little bit about so much falling away this year. And a relationship ending. And even in that, you were totally present to every feeling. So not just even the happiness,
that's
but
true.
Like, really, you're just very, very present to every moment, even like seeing the sacredness in every moment, even seeing the sacredness in the pain, and bringing presence to the pain. And just like
that's
being
really
locked
good.
In a garden, you know that it's not forever. You knew that, like, I'm locked in a garden, or I'm locked in this feeling of pain, and I'm gonna get out. I have lunch with
Yes, this too shall pass. And like one of my Tibetan singing bowl teacher, Kathy Hamer, who's one of our soul camp instructors, she is someone I really look up to because she's just like if you ever go to a session with her, like and the ambulance goes by, she's like, oh, what a gift. What a gift that we got to acknowledge this moment. That ambulance reminded us everything. Moment is a gift. Everything, every emotion, let it out. I'm like, it's just like, Kathy. I want to live like that. Like, that's where the aliveness comes from. Like, yes, I was just reading something. It's like we tend as humans to have preference for the good things, right? The good, the good feelings. But like each feeling, everything, and we live in a dualistic, like we like think dually, so there's good and bad, even though it's all just, it just is. But like there's gifts in all of it and our work. And at least for me, like I know that I can only find peace and serenity if all of it is perfect and meant to be, and there is no good or bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great point. And like, I want to call BS, yes, truth serum on that feeling that like happiness is the only emotion that we as humans should be feeling. Bliss is the emotion that we as humans are feeling. God, or however, you know, your loving presence is called for you, gave us all of these emotions. Happiness, anger, sadness, confusion, fear. Like, what a gift that we get to access all of them. We're not supposed to just have one.
It's so true. They're such a gift. I had this experience just this weekend where these two, like, older men, they were in their 50s, were hitting on my younger sister, who's 21, and I was, like, angry. Like, I was like, she is 30 years older than you. And then it turned into this, like, holy shit, I'm powerful. And I was like, wow, that anger is divine. Like, that felt like to me, all of a sudden I was in my body and I was like, my God, I can conquer the world. And I was
Okay,
thank God for that anger in that moment. And like, that was divine anger. That wasn't, you know, and to your point, Melissa, and you talked a little bit about the trauma that you've gone through. Like, when we are stuck in trauma, some of those emotions, you know, aren't necessarily about the moment. They need to be released. You know, at this point, like, I mean, there's going to be more things that come up, I'm sure. But like right now, like I've done a lot of work around my trauma that I'm responding to the moment, not the past.
Yep. Awesome. That's super powerful. Really powerful. Awesome. So the same question applies to with the other thing that you said, which was fulfilling your destiny. So what is one ritual or practice or thing that you can't live without or that you would love to share, especially because you do this branding and you work with helping people live their destiny? What's a piece of advice that you can give to people out there that into stepping into that?
I mean, what's coming to me is to say, live into the question of, does this feel aligned with my destiny? Does this decision feel aligned with my destiny? Does this, this person? What we always say, you know, many times is once you have a brand platform or a brand mission, vision statement, all of that branding type work, decisions become very, very easily. So like if you're a brand who's all about conscious consumption, when you go to Staples and there's thousands of paper choices, you know very easily, oh, I'm going to choose the recycled paper because that's who I am as a brand. Of course, the decisions become much quicker, much easier.
Yeah.
And it goes the same for you as a person. Who are you? What do you represent? What do you stand for? And then friendships, relationships, conversations, opportunities, everything comes in. You're able to act quicker. And just when you ask the question, is this aligned? Live into that question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me, and you know, we talk about authentic branding, and this is something I really am working on for myself. So I do not have this yet, but this practice for me is being as honest being as honest as possible. Like I think there's so many people out there that are just sharing these, it's like the ideal like life and this is what it should look like, and like it's not like we need to like put all our shit on social media. Like I'm also really private, I don't do that, but like being honest and real within this moment and trusting the voice that wants to be spoken inside. Trusting that.
We had the most powerful thing happen the other day. We are doing a series of events in New York City at Lord & Taylor, a big department store, and we had a whole panel on motherhood and the truth about motherhood, and we had a very diverse panel with a lot of different branded influencer, you know, people, speakers, different personalities, different perspectives, and one of the perspectives we had on there we had a question curated for her based on our conversation with her about like, how do you do it all? Kind of like that type of a question. Like, you have a thriving business and this. And she just broke down and she started crying on stage. And she said like, I'm not. And it was one of the most powerful moments because it was just watching that truth come through in such a beautiful, authentic, vulnerable way. It completely opened the space for everyone in the room. It was such
It helped us see that we even like in her saying that you could felt her shame, like I should have it all together. And that said it all. It's we should be able to do it all. And like their shame that we can't. It's like, it was like that.
It was beautiful. It was a profound moment.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you for that. That's a great story. And one of the biggest things that living into vulnerability, right? Being open and being able to share your truth, I think is one of the most powerful things that we could do. One of the scariest, but I know that for me, it changed everything when I was able to be that honest and open. Yeah.
I'm like asking you like this. I shared something very vulnerable last night and then I had Brené Brown talks about this, like a vulnerability hangover. Like I started like, is that okay to have said that? Like, should I have not said that? What are people thinking? It was like 3 hours after. And I was like, you feel vulnerability. That was real. That's why you're feeling that right now.
Well, yeah. Oh, all right, ladies. So what does surrender mean to you?
I've been talking so much about surrender. I love that you just asked that. Oh my gosh. I want to say, because I just did a Facebook Live on this, surrender, I think I used to like be not confused by it, but it was just like, okay, let it go, like give it. But if you don't know, if you're not surrendering it to, like I've been talking about loving power and God, like surrender to me means like letting go of control and allowing a force that's beyond me that is working for me to take over, to take it here. Do for me what I cannot do for myself. That's surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And just to add on, like just accepting that we have no control. Just really accepting that we have no control and that having the compassion for ourselves through that every moment.
Yeah, the humanness of like, no, but I want this. Stop.
Like recognizing like it makes sense that we want to control things. It makes sense that we want things a certain way. We're human. Like, and what a gift that we get to practice letting go over and over and over again.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So talking about a gift and that letting go and surrendering, what is your definition of spirituality?
Ooh. I mean, what is
spirituality?
It's funny. I'm really like in that like field. I mean,
that's why I love this question.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to try to speak words to what I think spirituality is. I think spirituality is seeing beyond the physical. It is connecting to what's real, the truth for you. It's connection. It's like the thing for me, again, I'm talking about God, but like God is spirituality. God is in all of us. We are made up of this like beautiful stardust and whatever you want to like say, but we're all made up of this beautiful energy and stardust, like connecting to that is beyond just I am me and I'm alone and there's other people here and they're alone. Like that is spirituality.
Yeah.
To say, the first is just the phrase I just heard, everything is a lesson and we are held. So and number two, and my husband says this a lot, these are just meat suits that we're walking around in, and these meat suits are gonna fall to the ground and die, and then we go back to being what we always were, which is energy. And that energy is the same if you're over there, if you're right here, if you're a plant, if you're a tree. We're all existing in the same energy, and that energy is oneness, right? And so remembering that this is all just the things that we're walking around in, and I name it Michelle, named Allie or Allison.
So weird.
And it will fall away.
Like, isn't it weird we have a name? I'm Allie. Like, this is weird. Like, I don't even feel like that anymore. I am in my human physical form, and that's been my job to like connect to that. But like, I'm also much more than that.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, that's spirituality.
Awesome. Two more questions, ladies, and then we'll be going. So the first one is, if you could do one thing in this world before you pass to the next realm, what would you do? If you have one thing, like, I mean, there's probably many, but what's the next great thing? Like, what's one thing that you want to do before you pass over to the next realm?
That's a good thing. I want to have sex under a waterfall in like a very tropical exotic place.
I have that on my bliss list. So I have a list of 100. And so Ali and I talked about it. We're like searching out waterfalls.
That is hilarious.
Awesome.
That needs to happen before I die. Okay.
Okay.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. And so here it goes. You're on your deathbed and you have one truth that you can leave for all your friends, family, humanity to know. What would you say?
It was worth it.
Oh, okay.
All of it. Every moment. It was all. I missed the question.
You're on your deathbed, and that's great because then you can have you can complete, and you have one truth that you can leave for all your friends, family, and humanity to know. What would you say?
Oh my God! It means this sounds like depressing, but like it means nothing. So let yourself free and have the best time of your life.
Oh yeah! Awesome. I want to say thank you, ladies, so much for taking the time with me today, for giving us a shot of truth, and have an absolutely wonderful rest of your week. And if you guys want to get a hold of Ali or Michelle, find out about their branding, find out about Soul Camp, can you guys tell them how they find you?
Yes. So find us at www.soul.camp on Instagram or soul_camp. And then you can find our individual profiles from there. But just so you know, we have our amazing 2018 camp coming up. Want to tell them when they are? August 24th through 26th in upstate New York. Beautiful, beautiful Soul Camp East and Soul Camp West. Happening in California, October 23rd through 27th. And again,
I'm going to that one.
Yes, she is. Yes. And all information is soul.camp, not .com, .camp. So check us out, follow us, friend us, find us, come to our camp.
Awesome. Yes. Find them. Come join me at Soul Camp. Let's have some fun and all play together. Love you guys. So we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you.